Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. And I'm your host, Karen Nowicki. I have a full house today and thrilled to have one family, full house, but one family. I have Jerry Watkins with Tony and Guy Salons. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you.
Happy to have you. And you've brought a crew with you. We have Caleb and Adam and Dominique, all brothers, your sons, and hairstylists and salon owners for Tony and Guy. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Happy to have you. And don't be shy now. We're all going to have a conversation and get to know you guys so that our listeners know a little bit more about the hair industry and specifically you as a family. I think I remember reading, Jerry, that Tony and Guy is really was started by brothers. Am I right in that?
No, correct. Definitely. Yeah, it's there's actually four brothers. In fact.
Oh, how perfect.
Which is kind of interesting, right? The owner or the CEO, Bruno, actually has said many a times that he's really impressed by these brothers. He has a real liking to what's going on here with the four brothers because they all have different strengths, just as their brothers did.
Excellent. And now you guys are young.
Yeah.
Like
all in our 20s.
I think I missed it. All in your 20s. And how long have you been doing hair?
I've been doing hair now. I think 9 years.
9 years for you. How about you, Adam? Oh, Dominique, sorry.
You're good. I've been doing hair now for 6 years.
Wow.
And then I've been doing hair 7 years.
Yeah.
I've been doing hair for, I was counting them because I thought you were going to ask me.
I wasn't going to ask, but since you, I didn't, you know, but yes.
No, 36 years.
I was, it kind of 6 years.
Messed me up thinking about that.
It's a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. So is it just in the blood then?
Yeah, born and bred in it.
Right. Because for 36 years and you're all in 20s, I can do math, obviously. So let's talk about the salon. You have two different salons. Who would like to tell me where they're located?
We have two locations. One's inside Arrowhead Mall on the west side. And then we have another location in Scottsdale in Old Town.
Perfect. And that's the older of the two. Right.
Previously, we've had that location, that business the longest, but we just moved the location this past January.
Okay, but vicinity,
yeah.
But now you've got a new spot for it.
A new location in Old Town.
Very nice.
Which is really exciting because we were in the mall for 20 years and I didn't, until the second day we were there, I'd never considered not having natural light. Because when you work in the mall, there's no natural light and it's a total different feeling being outside of the mall.
So now you have windows.
Windows, a door that opens up the whole front of the salon.
Beautiful.
And it's a total different feeling.
And since, when did you say?
January.
January. And are you loving having moved?
Oh yeah, we are. Love it. Clients love it. Staff loves it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Total different thing.
I bet. And then the other location is in a mall.
Yes.
Yeah. But one day?
Yeah. I started with some other partners here, and actually the boys, I'll call them the boys, they're men, but you know,
we'll
we
let
still
you do
call
that. Your
the
dad,
boys,
right? I probably can't get away with that.
But you know, they have different plans. They would like to buy a building, be out of the mall, things like that. So, you know, I'm trying to step aside.
I love it. So where's everybody located? Which are you all spread out in both different locations or?
Yeah, we actually, all three of us, we work at both locations.
Oh
so
my gosh.
So we kind of split the week up a little bit.
That's nice. Does everybody like that variety?
Yeah, for sure. I do enjoy now being a bit more over at our Arrowhead Salon than before.
And they both offer something different. Now one is obviously in the mall. The other one is a separate salon with windows. I've been in both environments, having gotten my hair done, obviously, all these years. And I'm so pleased that your dad, when we first met, he did, I can't remember what term he's, keeping current.
Yes.
Good to see you keeping current with your hairs. For those of you who haven't had a chance to meet me, I have gray hair and I shaved on both sides And I'm pleased to hear that because if we look back at old pictures, wasn't always that stylish. So it's kind of fun going into my 50s knowing that I've got it down.
That's awesome.
And tell me about gray hair. That I mean, I get compliments all the time, and people actually get a kick out of this. People will say to me, "What color is that?" And I'll say, "Well, it's gray." And they'll, "No, no, I know, but what bottle or what product or what number is that?" And I'm like, it's not. I mean, it's natural. I dyed it for a long time, and I got to that point where I had to color my hair about every 3 weeks, and it was killing me financially. And I just, my husband for years had been saying, go gray, but we have a 10-year-old at home, and I just couldn't bring myself to do it. And one Sunday morning, I woke up, and I just said, today's the day, and I'm really pleased that I did it. But gray hair is so popular right now, is it not?
It is, for sure. I'm actually the only one in my family that does color specifically, and your hair was the first thing I noticed. And not just your color, your cut. And they both look awesome. You're definitely up to date. But yeah, gray hair is very popular.
So natural gray. And then there's this platinum. Is that kind of the same thing? If someone comes in and says, I want gray hair.
They're attempting to get what you have.
Right.
But it doesn't work the same way.
No. I know when I had talked to somebody about kind of doing a platinum look, they were talking about having to strip it. Right? They'd have to take all the color out of it and then rebuild.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that's funny to me, I like, you know, since I'm the old guy of the bunch,
yes.
I'm old school. We'll say old school, not old guy. Excuse me. My sons, or the young people, period, not just the sons, they're into holy jeans, faded jeans. And so this gray kind of works with that. They're, you know, everything is totally different for this generation, kind of backwards.
It is. It is different.
Because it amazes me that people want gray hair. And they're going to get it.
But every woman that I see, whether it's natural gray or it's colored, I find it beautiful. I love it. And it's not, there's no really age range either, is there? I mean, some of the young girls are doing it. And then women who are not ready to go natural gray, they're going platinum too, aren't they?
Correct. It's definitely a thing. Even though I make money off of coloring people's hair, I do encourage women, definitely in their 50s, 60s, going all gray to go ahead and do it, just because it does become such a crazy maintenance every 3-4 weeks or so.
Yeah, I have not looked back. I've loved it, and I appreciate the compliments, especially from those who know. So let's talk about strengths in hair. You mentioned that you're the color guy, Dominique.
Yes.
You're the only one who does color?
Out of my family, yes.
Yeah, well, you're right. I figure not in the whole industry. That surprises me.
Why?
I don't know. I just would have thought that all of you are doing it. But that's one of your specialties. Tell us what else do you love about your industry and what you do on behalf of the business?
So with being the only one in my family that does color, and we do a lot of training in our salon, our company is an education-based company, I do head up our color education between our two salons. And it's something that I do enjoy a lot to teach.
Wonderful. And there are more stylists than just obviously the four of you plus the brother in LA. But you have other stylists at the salons as well?
Correct. Between our two locations, we have, I believe, just under 40 stylists total.
Wow. I need to get by there.
Oh, yeah. You have to check it out. We have a very interesting crew.
Yeah. And so there's I bet. And there is a combination of education. Is there a particular product line? You know, I know some of the salons will align with a product line. Is there a specific product line that you guys align with?
Yeah, we use all TG hair products.
TG.
So their most popular one would be Bedhead.
I read that.
Yeah.
Bedhead is a product from TG, which is Tony
Incorporated Guy.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what it stands
Excellent.
For.
I just bought a bedhead product for my son. It was some goopy, some...
manipulator?
Manipulator. That's what it was. Yeah, right before Halloween, he was going as Maverick from Top Gun, my 10-year-old. And he, in fact, we walked into a little barber. And I was thinking I need to get it cut before Halloween. And as we're sitting there waiting for our turn, I think we had about 20 minutes to wait. We're looking at pictures to see if we could pull this off. And I realized that if we got it cut, we would lose the whole Maverick look. So once we realized that, we were getting ready to get up and leave and apologize for taking up their time. And she said, Ivan, and she called him. And I'm like, we've just decided we're going to have to come back another time. There wasn't enough hair. So we just went and bought our goop, our manipulator, and he was styling. I'll have to show you a picture later.
That's awesome.
All right. So we've heard from Dominique. How about Caleb? Tell us, what's your specialty?
Well, all I do is cutting and styling, and I guess the hair type in particular that I work best with would be anything collarbone and shorter for a woman, and then men's hair.
Excellent. And is there a particular style that you encourage people to go with, or does it depend on the shape of the face? Probably a lot of different factors.
I have a very diverse clientele, age, ethnicity. So definitely whatever works best with them, their lifestyle. I try to stay on trend and try to pick things that are current and try to recommend styles that are current for a client. But ultimately, I give them what they want.
I love that. I have gone many times into a salon and had not known what I wanted to do next. And I would always rely on my stylists to kind of help make those decisions. Do you find that's pretty common?
Yeah, it's a big part of what we do, our consultation with our clients, just making sure we figure out exactly what they want and what they can achieve on a day-to-day. So making sure it's not something that they can't take care of in between their visits to us.
That's me. Low maintenance. I know not Definitely. Everybody is like that. I have a lot of girlfriends and my daughter too, who could spend hours in the bathroom primping. I want it easy, in and out, done.
Yeah, you've got it.
Yeah. And that, but with shorter hair, you mentioned collarbone and up. That's kind of your specialty, the shorter hairs. Yeah. Shorter hairs. I don't know why I made that plural. I suppose it is plural. Not all short hair is low maintenance though.
No, actually a lot of short hair is typically more high maintenance. The shape grows out much faster, and then it can require a lot more styling. You can't throw it up in a ponytail. So
no, that is the bummer about it. I will do one of those silly little clips every once in a while to get it out of my face. But that's I would imagine that you'd have to typically more product.
Yeah,
and certainly have to use more styling tools as well.
You can definitely.
Yeah. Yep. Great. All right, and Adam.
All right. So for my specialty, I'm almost the exact opposite of Caleb. anything shoulder length or a little bit longer is what I tend to go for. And that, I think, shows in my clientele. We all do everything when it comes to hair. So I do men, I do shorter haircuts as well. But traditionally, I focus more on the styling and anything that has movement.
Okay. And a lot of men come into Tony and Guy salons?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we have probably, I used to think it was only about 20 to 30%. I'm starting to think it's more like 40 or more men come in when I look at the numbers.
Yeah.
We have a lot of men that come in.
I've noticed that a lot of men are getting pedicures and manicures as well and starting to do more self-care.
Metrosexual, they call it.
Yeah. Yes. Well, why not? As everybody smiles, yes. So what impact does the industry have on society? How important is hair?
This is my take to that.
Yeah.
And then I'll let them follow up. Because a lot of people say image isn't the most important thing.
That it is not?
It's not. Well, you know, that's what people will say. It's your hardest one. But I tell people it may not be the most important thing, but it's the first thing everybody looks
Agreed.
For.
Agreed.
And so, you know, that's all some people might know about you is what you look like.
Right. And if we don't have that first opportunity to make an impression, which is done visually.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Then no one may ever have an opportunity to hear what's on my heart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's not the most important thing, but it's the first thing.
It is. And in business, you know, this is Business Radio X. And I will say that in business, leading with your persona, oftentimes that really is your appearance, how you're dressed, how you carry yourself, and your hair is a big piece of it. I've seen a lot of women in particular that are very powerful in business and have a heart of gold. They could even be dressed to the nines and have decent makeup, but if their hair is not on point, it all falls apart. Mm-hmm. Am I awful to say that?
No.
No, that's definitely true. One of our clients, they'd commented, you know, they'd come in, they wanted us to fix their haircut. And their comment was, as far as for wearing the, you know, botched haircut, we'll say that they were wearing, is it's as if you're going into your closet each day and you have your least favorite outfit and that's all you have to put on. So it really does have an impact when it comes to just your confidence and being able to be comfortable in your own skin, whether you're at work, whether you're relaxed and hanging out, you really have to feel comfortable with who you are. And your hair is a big part of that.
It's a huge statement about who we are.
Yes.
Yeah. And with some of the coloring or the products, hair can get easily damaged. You mentioned education, but I assumed you were talking about education, obviously, for your stylist and for your team. Do you also find that you educate your clients as well about how to, you know, have healthier hair?
Most definitely. I think that is a big part of what we do during our consultation and throughout the whole service in the salon, because we know our clients really are a walking billboard. And being able to educate them throughout the service so that they can maintain that same look and until the next 6 or 8 weeks until their next appointment is a big win on our side. our corporate office always talks about, it's the biggest insult when a client says they can never recreate that same look at home, because we really should be doing everything we can to educate them to recreate that look on a daily basis.
Absolutely. There was a stylist that I had that I had been with her for quite some time. I've since changed, but I used to walk out of there and my hair, I felt like, even though I was very specific about what I wanted, I'd walk out looking very similar to her. And she was easily 20 years older than me. And it was frustrating. I think that happened three times until the third time my husband said, you've got to switch, right? Do you find that people are pretty good about telling you what their needs are? And it's a relationship, right? Isn't it? You mentioned consultation. Let me back up. Can you tell me about this consultation? I'm a new client. I get there and what happens?
So as a new client, when you come in, consultation is, as Dominic said, the most important thing. Often people don't have an idea of what they want. And if they do, there might be an issue translating that to hairdresser terms, so to say. So the biggest focal point for us for our consultation is to find images. So either images that we have of work that we've done or jumping on Google just to find comparable looks to make sure that we're understanding exactly what it is that you're saying. Because I'm sure, as you know, and everybody else, red has 30, 40, 50 different shades. A bob can vary in length from the chin down to the collarbone. So we really want to make sure that we are on that same, I guess, common ground, so to say, that same understanding of exactly what it is that you want.
Yeah, critical.
And then, yeah, I mean, once we go from there, we can decide and make our professional recommendations after we've gotten that initial gist of what direction you're wanting to take your service.
That helps a lot. And would you would do a consultation even with somebody who's been coming in?
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what we train the stylists. If they come in, first of all, you're always going to check and see how did it go last time. Don't assume it went great, because nobody's perfect. So maybe they didn't like what you did last time, even though they've been coming in for 2 years. But second of all, if they're going to change, any kind of change, significant change, you go back to pictures. Because people, it always amazes me that people will try to tell you something visual, you know, or you're going to talk about something visual and it doesn't work.
To your point earlier, there's so many different interpretations of what a bob means or color. I mean, I always bring in pictures, even if I'm going to have the cut the same and she's just cleaning it up, I will still bring a picture as a reminder.
I have clients, certain clients, they have the same picture. They've been doing the same hair for 3 years, but they bring that picture and they take it out of their wallet every time and say, Jerry, I just wanted to make sure we got this. Because they're very, some people are very particular about exactly things being the way they are.
Yeah.
You know, I work a little looser because your work, it's creative. So you really can't truly duplicate, you know, down to the minuteness of hair. But, you know, you want to get it close.
Especially if someone's personality is to the letter, right?
Yes.
I would imagine then
exactly.
You've got to do your best. And again, go back to that education. Now I'm going to do my best, but it's always going to be slightly different, right? I can kind of hear how the conversation might go.
It's a brand new day. Everything's different today.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people want it exactly like it was, or some people anyway.
Yeah. I love the idea of changing. In fact, I was thinking about you guys coming on today as I was getting ready, and I thought, I don't know what style I'm going to do next. I've always wanted to have longer hair. I'm looking at you, the long hair stylist, and I've never been able to really pull it off very well. Maybe, you know, middle school with bangs I had going on, but the shorter hair, and I don't know what it would be like now that it's gray. I probably have to stay, you know, above the shoulder line.
There's always a lot of options. What we do, you know, we are a European company, but we all still go to London to find out, because London is still the edge of hair.
Okay.
And so we go every year or every 2 years to see what's new for people like you, because I have some clients that want to change every 3 months. Some want to change every year, but some want to change every haircut, and those are the ones that put you to work.
And I've got a couple girlfriends that are like that, and they pull it off from color, right, to pink one time, and then four or 5 months later, it's green, and then it's natural. I'm like, whoa, it's always so fun to see somebody who loves to just keep us all guessing.
Yeah. And that for that, you've got to keep yourself going.
Yeah.
You've got to stay educated at that point on what's new and what's current.
So everybody gets to fly to London for training? Have you all been?
Yeah, we've all been. A couple of times.
Yeah, is that fun?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It is.
Yeah, have you traveled outside of England and U.S.? Anywhere else have you been?
I went on a trip, it's quite a few years ago, but went on a trip. London was one of those stops, but we also went to Spain and Italy.
My daughter was just in Spain over the summer. Barcelona, loved it.
Yeah, that's where we went.
And Italy. I have yet to be there.
Yeah, awesome.
Beautiful. How about you guys? Anywhere outside of...
One day in Paris, and we took a trip to the Bahamas. Not for hair, but...
that'll work. Bahamas are beautiful. Yeah.
Just London for myself, but it is definitely a fun, informational, but also touristy fun
trip.
It's
an incredible, incredible place. Yeah. So what's next for you guys as a company, as a family business?
Yeah, that would be their question.
Right. Right. So I'll mute Jerry's mic, Dad's mic.
No, I have something to say.
you want to hear them first, then you'll back it up.
Yes, exactly.
Well, each of you tell me, you know, what are your plans for the future?
So I would say not for me, but what we've discussed in the past is really wanting to grow and expand, not to beyond our control, because with having the two salons already and 40 staff, it is a lot to keep up with at times. So we've all been looking at different ways, different things to grow and to really improve the process. So I think as we expand, I mean, we're thinking definitely at least 1 to 2 more locations. And then also looking into the opportunity to do a Tony and Guy Academy. That's something where it will be a lot easier to manage, and we can control our staffing through our own training as people are coming into our school. And from there, I mean, really, it's whatever we decided at
limit.
That time. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. I see heads nodding. Anything else either of you guys would add to that?
I'd say that's pretty spot on.
Yeah. Those are great goals. Yeah. And Aaron is in LA.
Yeah, our oldest brother.
Oldest brother, and doing hair and photography.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And how many Tony and Guy salons are there stateside?
I think there's about 50 right now.
Wow. Yeah.
Most of them in Europe. There's about over 300
I remember you saying that. And I had a chance to look at the website. It's a pretty neat website. I don't know if it was the About Us page, but it went through all the decades.
Okay, right.
It was really kind of neat to see. And again, they
1963.
Started in 63. Right when I was born. Oh, that long ago. But it was cool because they did the 60s and the 70s, and it just told the story. And I thought it was really a classy way to do a website.
Yes.
Yeah, very neat.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of any questions I might be able to stump you guys, but you're handling this pretty well. What impact do you believe that you have on the industry?
That's a great question. I'll answer what impact I would like us to have. We're having it, but I thank you for this opportunity to put it out there, because I've been really focusing with the boys to get them to understand we have a very unique situation. They're all men of color, but they do European hair, Afro-textured hair, Spanish hair, any hair. And we all do a range. We can fade any male's hair, we can do updos, anything there is to do. And that's very rare to do for men of color to do anyone's hair or to do, you know, both heads of hair. That's just very rare in the industry. Not many salons can do that. And not only we, our staff does. We have several staff that do anybody's hair.
That's fantastic. Usually salons are kind of known for a specific style or gender or ethnic.
Exactly.
One of the styles of hair you mentioned, I did something techno. What did you say it was?
I said Afro-texture.
Afro-texture, right.
Afro-texture.
Yeah. He's talking about African-American hair.
Okay. Because there was right. I thought maybe there was.
I like that though.
I think he might have made up that word. I don't think it's a word.
You don't think it's a word? That's Dad's word. I was thinking, what? I don't know that one. I know Afro, you know, African American hair,
it's kind of hard. I started seeing that because people would call in and we were having trouble because people didn't realize we did. I call it Afro textured hair. So the receptionist, they're not going to ask, are you black?
Sure. Yeah.
So we said, ask them if they have Afro textured hair, but that is misleading too, because some people say, well, no, I don't wear an Afro.
Right. Okay. But Afro techno, it's not. I invented that.
I like that. I like that. I can work with that.
That's really like, you know, crazy. I don't know what we call that hair. That's funny. Well, that's good. I'm trying to think of what else I want to know. I want to come see the salon. Well, both salons, actually, because I'm just curious. With 40 stylists at both, I mean, combined, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's a good size salon.
Yeah, it's a pretty good size.
Yeah. And do they have different personalities and vibes? I wouldn't.
Completely different.
Yeah. So I used to be a school teacher. And every school, as you know, has its own personality. And every classroom has its own personality. So are we fair to say what are the personalities of these two salons?
Because you guys just started going out there. How would y'all describe Arrowhead as different than fashions, than Old Town?
I would say our Arrowhead location is, they're a little bit younger in age, but also even the older staff members are very young at heart.
Okay.
So they're more the wild crew, which not in a bad way, but they have fun. It's a little bit loud over there, which is fine.
Yeah.
and which is funny because they have a lot of older clients as well, being in Sun City. But I would say, yeah, that's definitely the younger feeling salon, yeah. I would say.
And then Old Town is a little bit slower vibe or a little bit more posh.
We're just more chill.
Yeah, more chill. We're more chill. Good.
We keep the music down, not party animals. Like
yeah.
Arrowhead, when they come to Fashion Square, they take party buses over and things like that.
I love it. There is a distinct difference. And it's great that you guys each. Now, do you, Jerry, you go to both?
I go and visit because of the other business I'm doing as far as coaching and all, I'm focusing maybe one day a week in the salons. So I'm not going as much. I used to go over just to work with the managers and relate to the staff. The staff still loves me. So my sons don't realize that. They still love me. So I go over and they miss me if I don't come over.
Right. The guys, the boys. The boys might not miss you, but the staff
the
does.
Staff does. The staff loves
and
me.
And we've already talked about having you back on Phoenix Business Radio for another episode, but tell us what you're doing with coaching. You've obviously been, you know, a business owner for years, and you've been coaching and training and teaching, but now you've got this new aspect of your business.
Oh, yes. You know, because I do want to respect my son's opportunity to do things their way. And it's hard for me not to have an opinion.
Really? So I hadn't noticed that at all.
So what I said, well, let me physically pull myself out. And even though I love hair, I've done it since the sixth grade, my greater passion is really helping develop people. So this is the coaching and working with business owners in and out of the salon business is, I mean, I am like a kid in a candy store, like they say. This is I love it even more than being in a salon. I get to coach, run masterminds, or do presentations, or do creative thinking with other business owners.
You're in your sweet spot.
This is my forever job now. I love it.
Great. Really great. Yeah. So can you give us the address for both salons? Somebody mind if you're like, we don't know. We just drive there.
I might give you the addresses.
Thank you.
For our Arrowhead Salon in Glendale, it's at Arrowhead Town Center. So the address is 7700 West Arrowhead Town Center Road, and it's Suite 1010. And then with Old Town, it's in Old Town on Indian School in Goldwater, and the address is 7029 East First Avenue.
Perfect. And I know you guys are on both Instagram and Facebook as well. Yeah. Am I right on that? Can someone give us those?
Yeah, the Instagrams are TonyGuy_OldTown. And that's for the Scottsdale location. And the Arrowhead is TonyGuy_Arrowhead.
Easy enough. And then Facebook, I think, is TonyGuyOldTown. Is there one for Arrowhead as well?
There is, but I think it's down for the moment.
Okay. But I'll put it back on. Jerry can let me know, or one of you guys can let me know now that we've had a chance to meet in person when that one's up, and we'll add it to the replay. It's been really a pleasure to get to know each of you and hear a little bit about your business and where you're headed. And I love that Dad is stepping away for the most part.
For the most part.
And letting the guys grow the business. And it's fantastic to hear that you have not only a passion for what you're doing, but also want to continue teaching and growing and adding more salons. And I love the idea of the Tony and Guy Academy. So as we close out, I want to make sure I understand this. As you bring on additional stylists, they would have to go through an academy first before they would have a chair? Or
you don't have to actually come out of the Tony and Guy Academy, because there are a lot of schools in the Valley, but you do have to go through Tony and Guy training and certification. So
it's already that way, or that's what you propose to
that's
do?
That's what we do. So
okay.
We get students and employees from any school currently. And then as they come in, they go through a training program, and then we get them trained and certified in our techniques and our style.
Love it. So the academy would be a blown up version of that?
The academy would be the opportunity to immerse those students and hairdressers at a young age into the culture that we've created. So that way there's a very seamless transition from, okay, I'm in school and now I'm a professional. So
I love it. So that would be not just hair and styling, but it also how you present yourself. Right. I would imagine there's a whole ancillary set of skills that you would be teaching. You all are very articulate. I am wildly impressed with each of you. And like your dad, I've been coaching for years. So I help people build businesses and I was an educator also. So it's very impressive to hear men in their 20s be so articulate, so on point, and love what you do. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So good luck with everything that you've got going on. And I know, Jerry, we'll see you in the studio again another time.
I look forward to it.
I appreciate you guys coming in. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some leans right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.